My phone is on DND and I am in a quiet space. So today is 18th November 2023 and it's been 5 to 6 months that I last had an episode on here. And while this is prevalent with the things I do, or this is very on brand for me, I would like to say that I think I finally understood why I do things halfway and chicken out, halfway and chicken out. But then that's not why I'm here today. That could be another topic for another day. But in all, I would like to say that you should never be hard on yourself, especially when you used to do something and then you suddenly don't want to do it. I, over the months, kept on recording and I just wasn't feeling it. It wasn't giving what I felt it should give. So I never posted. Some I was editing and I'm just like, no, this is not it at all. So yeah, don't be hard on yourself and just let things flow. I mean, sometimes you have to push yourself to go the extra mile, but sometimes it's just not working out, and that's just okay, that's fine too. So yeah, hi guys, welcome to another episode of my podcast. It is your girl Kima, and for some reason, I think I want you guys to now address me as OJ. That's what everybody calls me now. And this year was my 24th year. And although some will argue that I'm already 25, I don't know what that logic is. It's too much for my brain to handle. So I'm 24. I'm in my 24th year. And it's been a ride. It's been a very funny ride, very, very funny, but I would say that I am fully in my adult life, and well, it's not dreamy, it's not cushy. Yeah, I can drink, yeah, I can drive, yeah, I can make decisions on my own, but do I even want to make them decisions on my own? Do I really want to? But, you know, yeah, I mean, adulthood is, I still maintain that it's a lot, but nothing I can handle, I guess. And thankfully, my life was beginning to feel like it was scripted again. I don't know if I ever shared on here that when I was in secondary school, my life felt like a script, a very perfect script. I did everything nicely. I did everything good. When I was in uni too, I could say the same. I never failed any course. I was doing very okay when I was in school. And yeah, I finished from a federal uni, to be very precise, University of Ilorin, with a second class upper. I did absolutely well. I did absolutely fantastic, in my opinion, for a federal uni. So yeah, and then NYSC came, that happened too, then COVID came. Everything felt like, I felt like I was stuck, and that was when I started my podcast. And you know, my podcast like really helped me stay afloat of the situation. And suddenly in 2022, it felt like, okay, maybe things weren't so bad. I got my first job and then I started working. That was like my first 9 to 5, and you know, it was in Lekki, and it wasn't the best, but you know, it was better than nothing. And I didn't spend a year at that job before I got a better offer from a place I'd always wanted to work, which is where I am now. And like I said, it feels like my life is back on script again. So
if it feels like, oh, nothing is going according to plan, maybe you should take some time to yourself and just sit it out and see if this is where you're supposed to be. And if the weight is teaching you something, if the weight is supposed to teach you something. I feel like my waiting period taught me patience. It taught me emotional intelligence. It gave me the chance to read. It gave me the chance to improve on myself. I know it's not a new thing. I've mentioned it very well that I did not grow up in like the best environment, but I still... would I say environment? Yeah, environment and family, extended. Well, one side of the family is perfect. I wouldn't say perfect. They also have their own drama, but it still feels like a blanket of love, not a family where you would require protection from, if you understand what I mean. So yeah, that period of my life gave me the opportunity to work on myself by myself, because there's this saying that when your parents give birth to you, they raise you to the best of their abilities. It's up to you to now give yourself a rebirth, which is what my waiting period was for me. And I mean, it wasn't restricted to just that time. Even now, I still feel like I'm still learning, unlearning, relearning, because as much as I would like to parent, I would like to parent differently. I would like to parent children that are not afraid to be themselves, that are not afraid to speak their minds, that are not afraid to do what they can, that can believe in themselves. These are things that I never had. I had to start learning all of this. Like, for most of my 20s and my teen years, it was a struggle because people were like, oh, you're so beautiful. But I'm like, yeah, who is beautiful? Like, it took me maybe 2-3 years ago for me to start believing that I was actually very beautiful. Like, and then I look at my pictures when I was a teenager, I'm like, girl, the fuck? You were the shit. You are the shit. What? Look at your face, look at your features, you understand? Like, in fact, I feel like this year I just fell in love with my body. I always had body dysmorphia. I didn't like the fact that I looked like bones, a bag of bones. I looked like skeleton. And like, you know, the Nigerian culture is very shaming when it comes to like having extreme body features. I have like very bony limbs. I look very bony. And in retrospect, in comparison to other people that look just like me, I might even look a little bit more fleshy or fleshier, you know. But I always got called lepa, you know, hurtful stuff that people said over the years. And I can't believe that it's big 2023 when I'm 24 that I'm beginning to fall in love with my body. I mean, I decided that, you know what, if I don't like the way I look, maybe I should do something about it. And I became somewhat intentional to the best of my ability and to what 9-to-5 would allow me. I started eating properly, which is why like a lot of people on my social media think that it's something else. Like, why am I glowing? Why do I look like I put on weight? I just decided to eat more. I know I have a fast metabolism, so if I want to keep fat on my body, I have to eat more. I have to eat faster than my body digests it, so at least it can hold on to something. And so far it's been working out. Plus, like, I had like ulcer drag my ass this year, so yeah. But my point is, if you feel like you're in a wait period, like things aren't happening, learn a new skill, do something. Don't feel like, oh, I'm stuck, so what can I do? I'm stuck. Like, I think I'm stuck and that's it. Like, no, don't make your wait period like the Great Depression. I mean, I won't lie, I was depressed, like very, very depressed. And it didn't help that people that were supposed to support me at that period, they kept on like teasing me, dragging me. And, you know, I feel like I should do another episode on like childhood traumas and why we act the way we do in our adulthood. Sorry, adulthood. And like, you know, just talk about it, because as an adult, I've realized that I hate people teasing me. Ah, fine, gay. Ah, see, I should just be fresh. I hate all of those. Like, give me compliments and shut up. Like, for real. Just say, oh, you look so nice. Thank you. You know, instead of, now you did chop all this, your money by yourself. I feel like there's a thin line of either envy or jealousy. And I hate feeling unsafe because you opened your mouth. I hate it a lot. I really hate people teasing me. And from what I've read, it seemed like maybe I grew up in an environment where people thought like teasing was proper. Like, and I know I grew among boys, and they used to tease me a lot, to like the point where I cry, you know, about things that I did in my childhood. And you know, it kind of makes sense why I don't like people teasing me in my adulthood. But all this, I feel like it's just a background to, I haven't gotten to my actual topic for today. And you know, I feel like I'm just spitting a lot, and which is why I said, like, I wasn't trying to force it. It wasn't coming, which is why, you know, there was a very long break on here. But we're back. Tell a friend. She's back. I can't even carry a tune to save my life. But okay. Circle back with me, guys. So while I was talking about adulthood, I wanted to talk about adult friendships and, you know, what they entail. And I think I should just ease into that by saying half of the growth that I did this year, I owe it to some of my friends, and I am very grateful for them. And the funny part is, they were in my life last year, but we're not as close as we are now. And you know, I feel like God had a purpose for that. 2023 felt like the year when I actually, like, full on entered adulthood. I started making decisions, I started doing things for myself, I started paying bills, and it's like, I'm doing my thing, I'm doing what I like with my life. You know, my mom is aware of my decisions, and while she advises, she's like, if that's what you want to do, think about it, pray about it, and then, you know, do it. Do you understand? So yeah. But like I said, half of the good and half of the retrospection that I did, I owe to my friends, because you know, they're always like, if we're close, if I have a dilemma, I will come to you, and I'll be like, ah, how more, bye, this is what is happening, and what do you think? Do you get? So I think I did a lot of that this year, and I heard people's perspectives on things, especially young ladies that were in my age range, and you know, I feel like that helped with making decisions, that helped with a lot of things. And as much as you might think that this might be things like renting a place or something like that, you know, well, yeah, some of my decisions include that, but like, it was mostly like things like, oh, I want to step out, what do I wear, I want to look this good, I want to look this nice, I like talking about work, talking about the struggles of work and all of that. And I've come to realize that as busy as you may be, you will always need your friends. Like, make space for your friends. Excuse me. Always make space for your friends. Always make time out to check on them. Always just make space. Never ever think that you're a loner and like you're a one-man mopo. You will always need like your friends. You always do that. That's a given. That's a guaranteed thing. And from day one, I would say, I've always known that I'm not one to have like plenty friends. I used to say that I could count all my friends on one hand, so like 5, do you understand? But the year is winding down, and I am realizing that, okay, I think I've either outgrown some friends, or I am probably not as important anymore to them, and that's fine. We're in different phases of our lives. Like, I have friends that are having babies, I have friends that are getting married, and I'm happy for you, but if you're not making space for me anymore, I'm not going to forcefully insert myself into your life, right? I have a friend, and I feel like I am gradually going to just distance myself, because I always reach out. I'm always the one that reaches out. And it's just like, I'm forcing myself. Nah, fam. Like, I won't do that with you. I'm not a burden. I'm not, do you understand? I'm not that person that doesn't have values to offer. So why are you acting like, you know? Anyways, like I said, this decision is not just coming from like, talking about it. I'd be just thinking about it. I sat down, I examined like a couple of scenarios. I mean, I'm an overthinker. I have time. I would think very well. Do you understand? So before I make a decision, and it's not like, oh, you rushed into the decision. No, never. I would think about it very well. So yeah. And like, while you're friends with people, I feel like there are certain things that you should always do. I find myself a listener, right? I listen a lot to my friends, but along the line, somewhere in the middle of their drama, and this doesn't apply to like the people that aided my growth. This is just like people off the side, you know, like people that I feel like, okay, I think our relationship is no longer beneficial to me. It's beneficial to just you, and that's insane, right? So I listen, but like nobody ever asks me, how are you? How are you doing? What's going on with you? How is work? How? Do you understand? It's always selfish questions like, how is work? Not, how is work? How are you dealing with the stress? How do you handle 9 to 5? Do you understand? Because if you ask someone, how is work? Of course, they will say, fine, we're pushing, or fine, we think good. If somebody says, fine, we're pushing, and I know that they've talked about like struggling at work, struggling with corporate life before, I would say something like, are the work hours getting better? How do you cope with the boredom you complained about the other time? You know, show that you're involved in the person's life, show that you care. But you know, because you are always the one that talks, does that mean that the listener does not have a problem? Which is why I'm saying, like, always make time for your friends. Always, like, be hands down into your friendship. Don't just be a surface level friend. Don't just be someone who needs a therapist. Because apparently I've just been therapizing this person, and they don't care what happens in my own life. It's just them. Everything is about them right now. And I'm just going to take a step back and be like, you know what? Do you? Because at the end of the day, it's not like you listen to your friends. You do what you want, and it blows up in your face, and then you start screaming, and everybody's like, but we told you don't do this. And you're like, hey, but you know, people make mistakes. Ugh. Jail. Send yourself to jail, please. Anyways, there's also the part where you need to consider that like people are going through a lot. So if they're not if they don't seem like they're actively involved, like how do I put this, like they seem distant or something, might as well just give them the chance to breathe, and but like keep checking in, because we're going through a phase in our lives where parents get sick, parents die, people leave, siblings travel out, families thrown across continents, and you know, it's taking a lot for people to adjust. So be kind to your friends, in a sense, like just be kind to your friends. And I think another thing I'd like to mention about adult friendships is how difficult it is to make friends the older you get. It's just so difficult. Like, especially with the girlies thinking that maybe you're bi or something. Bro, I just like your makeup and I think you're really cool. I would like to be your friend. That's all. Yeah, no, nothing much. I think one thing that even makes me laugh is when you're trying to be friends with somebody and they're telling you from the onset that I already have a best friend. Nobody can take a position. Ah, excuse me. I'm not trying to be your best friend. I just want to be your friend. Like, okay, me, I even used to take it as I don't even want to be your friend again. Go away. You are your best friend. Your head is not correct. People are smoking cigarettes. So go away. Like, why are you giving people warning already that you already have a best friend? Nobody should try to, what's the word? Take their position. Who? Instead of you to just see what the new person in your life might bring, the fresh perspectives they might bring or something. But no, you're already giving a warning that, they may have to be still me by, your tight gone. My trial has to come between, wah. Sorry, justice for who no get bestie. Sorry for all those who no get besties, you know. But anyways, like I said, that's even something that happens with a couple of my friends. They're like, this person, I don't know what I would ever do without them. They're my best friend. And I'm like, okay, the person you're talking to, how are they supposed to feel? Like, that they're just an acquaintance. Guys, when it comes to friends, I'm just remembering that I've been through a lot and, you know, it's funny. I feel like if you remember what friends have done to you, you wouldn't have friends. You're about to say it. If we do not forget about the issues of yesterday, we're not going to have friends. Period. But anyways, I mean, keep your friends close and your frenemies closer. Is that not what they say? Yeah, that's what they say. Anyways, I think I'm done. See, I started saying rubbish. I wanted to say I ain't got no saliva. I said I ain't got no saliva. I think I'm done for now. I will try to make this have a December episode. And yeah, that's that for that. And I just want to say a very big thank you to my friends that have carried me this year. Like, you guys are amazing. You guys are amazing. I feel like I should send you people special love notes for carrying me through the year. Thank you so much, guys. I love you guys. Anyways, thank you so much for listening, guys. I will catch you in my next episode. Hopefully that's this year. If not, I will see you next year. Bye, guys. Wait, I realize that's not how I say bye. Do I remember? Thank you so much for listening. I will catch you in my next episode. Bye. Oh yeah, that's it.